Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking big picture with Dr. Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Wholesale box beef prices, the slaughter cattle prices, yearling prices, calf prices, all retreating in recent days. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says a lot of what's going on right now in our beef and cattle markets has to do with more than just those basic fundamentals of our beef cattle industry.
You know, there's a lot of really big picture macroeconomic uncertainty, global market uncertainty that has affected many markets, including cattle markets and agricultural markets broadly speaking. So a lot of concerns about China, slowdown in the Chinese economy, and the ripple effects that that will have on many markets. It's kind of ironic that we think about it impacting cattle markets so much because we don't officially have trade access on beef with China, and yet it has an impact. And so we've seen a lot of those impacts. It translates back into the U.S. economy at the macroeconomic level and then down through futures markets into commodity markets and cash markets as well.
And Dr. Peel said that this recent haircut in our cattle prices going down over the last 45 to 60 days, very much tracking along with what we've seen on the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ.
It really is. You know, the stock market is one of the places where a lot of that uncertainty gets reflected. There's a lot of volatility. Trade in the stock market is related then to trade in futures markets for commodities. And so all of those are kind of tied together, and we see those effects get passed through the system that way.
A combination of these macro factors as well as some fundamentals hitting these cattle markets really hard. No matter what you're talking about, from the wholesale level right on through the pipeline back to the cow-calf operator. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Peel says that right now, one of the things that he's really watching closely on the fundamental side of the equation, increasing carcass weights as they roll through on the production chain.
Feedlots have struggled with poor margins, lots of challenges there, and one of their responses to that has been to slow down the rate of turnover of cattle in the feedlots. They're feeding them longer, feeding them to heavier weights, and hasn't really been a problem up until now, but I think we're at a point now where we have a relatively large supply of very, very heavy cattle that's beginning to weigh on the market. And so even though overall numbers are still fairly tight, we have a little bit of a supply issue within that tight, bigger supply. And I think that's something that we're going to have to deal with. We're starting to see some additional market incentives to move these cattle out. We're going to have to get ahead of these heavy cattle, otherwise they're going to be an increasing drag on the market.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. Of course, it's not just the number of pounds on these heavier weight carcasses, but it's also the size of some of the cuts. That's a worry to some of the folks further down the value chain. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the next chance for you to buy some cattle the Superior way comes up Friday, September 25th from Superior Livestock on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering a total of 26,300 head. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. If you want some more information about the sale, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.